with Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, customizing the strategy of your retirement plan is just one of his goals. With Lance Gilman and Northern Alliance Financial, there's so much more. It's a custom approach in taking the time to get to know you, to get to know your unique financial situation. Most importantly, finding out your retirement goals. That information is critical in creating your retirement plan. This involves building income for your retirement and proper protection with proactive tax strategies, long-term care and out-of-pocket healthcare protection, and knowing your legacy wishes. Building your retirement, and it never hurts to get that human touch. Holistic and customized retirement planning. It means so much. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
On today's show, we'll cover some shocking statistics, how to achieve your financial goals in the new year, and help get you started.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Northern Alliance Financial and the Financial Safari. Lance Gilman is here. Lance is CEO of Northern Alliance Financial. And joining me today for the first time is Cameron Graham. He's the newest guy at Northern Alliance Financial. Glad to have you aboard. Cameron, how are you?
Very good. How are you? Happy.
Very well, Lance. And so again, you sound pretty proud of Cameron there. He's a good find.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Steve, it hasn't been an easy find. It's like a needle in a haystack. Yeah. This guy.
Well, that's what I mean. It is. It's tough to find the right person.
Oh yeah, 6 to 9 months it's been taking us to get a fiduciary advisor up in the Bangor Brewer area, but we finally found him. So here he is, Cameron Graham. He's going to be lead producing advisor there and servicing advisor in the Bangor Brewer area for the team at Northern Alliance. So pretty pumped to have him.
And folks, if you want to learn more about Cameron or really the whole industry, Northern Alliance Financial, nafinancialadvisors.com, nafinancialadvisors.com. That is the website. And yeah, Happy New Year, right? So we're there.
I know. So amazing. I mean, we got through
but,
another year.
Well, here's the thing. How long can you say Happy New Year?
Yeah,
that's a good question.
Good
here, do you know who has an answer? Larry David.
Who? Happy New Year.
Hey. It's a little late, frankly, for the Happy New Year's, you know?
Why? Just happened a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, that's too long. Statute of limitations is kind of run out on the New Year's. 3 days. Plenty.
3 days.
3 days. That's all you get.
That's a little tight, though, I would imagine.
It seems a little tight, but that's Larry David. You know, whatever.
Tight,
I couldn't resist. There aren't a whole lot of New Year's things I can do like that. So there you go.
Exactly.
But again, you know, here we are, New Year's 2024. We're talking about resolutions. And again, you know, a lot of us make resolutions. Not many of us follow through.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I think that many times what happens is we set our sights to be very positive. We want to get some things changed, and a New Year is a good time to look at things that have happened in the past and set a new course, because it's a new year. So it's a perfect time to do that. And so a lot of people do make resolutions, and I don't think it's a bad thing, but I do think that sometimes when we look at this, we just have to kind of do some reflection, some personal reflection. Not a bad thing at all, Steve, especially during the holidays. You typically have a little bit of time off, work's a little bit slower, maybe they give you time off. And so there's that personal reflection time to kind of say, okay, what happened in this past year or in my life up to this point? And what are the things that maybe I want to do a little bit differently coming into a blank slate for 2024?
Right, and because that is the beauty. But what I find interesting is it seems to me that over the years, it's always been about health. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get in shape. I'm going to go to the gym. And it's really turned around now. Now the main concern is money. What do you suppose brought that on?
Well, I think there's a lot of concern right now in terms of what's going on with the economy. A lot of times people are concerned about finances, especially if they've just retired or they're thinking about retiring, just with the kind of crazy amount of inflation that we have going on. Things are just much more expensive than they have been. One, almost two times as expensive as they have been in the past. Groceries haven't come down very much, and people are concerned about that. And so instead of thinking about stuff that we need to think about in terms of our own health or our bodies or whatever, people, I think, are being more deliberate about looking at their personal finances and saying, okay, what do I need to do, especially if I'm retired or I'm on the fringe of retirement, to get my act together to stay retired once retired, given all of these increases in costs.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's interesting when I say it kind of switched to finance, there was an Allianz survey done, and 48% said financial resolutions topped their list, tied for first place creating an emergency fund and adding to their retirement savings, two key elements to a successful retirement.
Oh, absolutely. But you think about that.
I think
48%, Steve.
Well, I think it just...
That's half the people are saying, oh my gosh, I need to get my act together.
Well, again, it's been a rough couple of years.
Yeah, for sure. No question about it. It's been a slam dunk. Now, this last kind of like couple of weeks ending of 2023, the market kind of rallied a little bit. Mostly because the Feds came out and said they're not going to mess with interest rates for a little bit. But, you know, you think about this from a financial perspective, and people that are out there, they're concerned. There's two major global conflicts that we are either directly or tangentially involved in, with Ukraine and Israel right now. Then we've got our own border crisis going on currently. Inflation's through the roof, and we're going into an election year.
It is. It's going to be a.
Let
me ask you this, Lance. I mean, you know, new year. Are you feeling optimistic, or do you feel like it's going to be a good year?
Well, I think that there's some challenges out there, obviously, just because of everything I just stated. Just inflation out of control, the two global conflicts, we've got a border crisis, and we're going into an election year. So. I'm going to say this. I'm cautiously optimistic about the first 6 months of the year, because I don't think there's going to be much in terms the Feds are going to do with messing with the interest rates, because it's an election year. So they're not going to do much to mess with the interest rates and potentially creates some kind of a negative turn in the markets or the economy, anything more than we've already been dealt. Now, they're not supposed to mess with the financial things in terms of political movements, but hey, we need to be realistic about this also, because this stuff happens. So in all honesty, I think it is going to be a pretty decent year, but I'm still somewhat cautious just because of all.
I think that's a smart way to look at it, Lance. And again, for folks that are working with you, your clients, I mean, they certainly have that. They share that. And I think that that's one of the things that you do is you are that voice of calm, that voice of reason, that no matter what happens, you're gonna take us. You're going to talk us off the edge.
Yeah, I mean, in all reality, I've had a number of clients that have come out just based on this last kind of surge and saying, hey, don't you think we should maybe try to jump in here and catch some of this wave? And because of those threats that are out there, again, we're going to be more cautious about jumping in full force here. We're going to wait and see how this, because there still is a potential of a recession that's out there. Again, we got two major global conflicts we're either directly or tangentially involved in. And we got a border crisis, and we're in an election year. So there's a lot of uncertainty out there. The markets do not respond well to uncertainty.
Sure, absolutely. Period.
So we're going to be
all right, well, that makes sense. I think that's a smart way to look at things. And folks, if you want to get a head start, here's the number, 833-856-1384. So how do you help folks in a situation like this where, look, okay, my goal is to do this or save X or contribute that? I mean, can you help us be accountable for that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think that one of the things to do is to look at what we've done previously and to say, okay, well, what can I do differently this year, especially if we weren't able to do much in terms of saving for last year. So that's one of the things we're going to want to talk about is let's talk about these goals. I mean, especially if they're financial. Anytime you have a goal, it should be a written goal.
Write it down.
Because if it's just a verbal goal, it's just like you're talking, and talk is cheap. But if you write it down and you say, this is my goal, I'm accountable to this, then we've got something in writing. And that's one of the first things that we're going to ask you, by the way, when you come in. One of the first questions on our little fact finder sheet when somebody comes into the office, either from a seminar, radio, or TV, or a referral, is what are your goals? What does success look like for you? Either success in this year or success for your retirement. And we're going to actually script those goals, Steve. We're going to script them down. We're going to write them. Because each person's goals and each person's idea of what success looks like in retirement is completely different.
Yeah. I mean, again, that's what makes you guys so unique is that you treat everyone, every plan is unique. Everyone is different. 833-856-1384. And so we're talking about resolutions and financial goals. And again, on that note, let's take a quick break, Lance, and come on back and continue our conversation. Hey, folks, that's why we're giving you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances. No cost, no obligation. You can find out how much risk you're really taking. What about red flags that might be a problem for you down the line? Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? And how about potential tax liabilities? And of course, a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, just pick up the phone and call us, 833-856-1384. 833-856-1384. Quick break for us. We're coming right back. Financial Safari with Lance Gilman and Nick Cameron Graham continues right after this.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
If bad money habits constrain your financial progress, it's time to alter your behavior. Here's another bad money habit to break.
Being financially illiterate. The financial world can be extremely complicated, and most people don't rush home to read the latest financial news. But knowledge is power, and some knowledge of the financial world can be empowering. Now, we're not talking about getting a degree in economics from Harvard, but reading an article online every day can greatly increase your financial understanding. Many are very interesting, and the search is not hard at all. Online news feeds are so intuitive, once you click on one story, more and more will come. It's amazing how a daily read will turn on that financial light bulb in your head. An article or two a day will keep the bad money habits away.
Hey, we're back on Financial Safari with Lance Gilman. Lance is CEO of Northern Alliance Financial, but more exciting than that, he is an author, a published author, and the book is called Strategies for a Worry-Free Retirement. It's a great book. You tell a great story at the same time teaching us along the way. It's really good, Lance.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Yeah, I got a lot of good positive feedback. I know we just set up some social media platforms at the tail end of last year, and they pushed the book, and I've had a lot of people actually calling into the office, getting copies of the book, and getting some real good positive feedback from it.
Yeah,
so
sure.
That.
And so that's you, and then Cameron's here as well. Cameron is your newest guy. Cameron Graham, his name. You are Cameron, you are from Maine. This is home to you.
I'm originally from Holton, about an hour and a half out of Bangor Brewer, where I'll be at. I've been in the Bangor area for the last five, wow. 6, 7 years, and don't plan on leaving.
It's all right. So have you got some winter there now?
Oh yeah, we just had a huge storm.
Yeah, a little bit. We actually got less than I think most of the state, but it's coming.
Yeah, you can't avoid it, right?
For sure. Being from Holton, it's winter's no nothing.
Exactly.
We had a real bad storm a couple weeks back, actually, and a lot of damage was done. People lost power. Oof. I think there was hundreds of thousands of people out of power for a while, and Cameron has his own story with that.
Had a big tree fall on my roof and got a giant hole in it right now, so we're working on that this week and trying to get that figured out.
Well, best of luck with that.
There's another
it was crazy.
That sounds crazy.
What they have what they call these like hyper gusts or whatever. Yeah. And it took a tree down and actually went. He was in the building.
Yeah, I was actually on a
Zoom call.
And I'm sitting there in the back office and I just had a feeling. I was like, I got a feeling something's about to fall. And 20 seconds later, came crashing right down
through the roof.
Through the roof and right. I'm lucky it didn't come through the ceiling.
No kidding.
Or it would have took me out. But
again, so there's one reason for the emergency fund right there.
Exactly, for sure. No, absolutely. No question.
Well, let's jump into this.
You don't usually see stuff like that.
Well,
in Maine, where wind storms just come down and actually pull trees down. Usually it's ice that's a big threat, and it's usually right in the transition of the seasons, like in spring, like early spring, where the weather gets a little warmer, but it snows, and so then you get freezing ice that freezes, and it gets on the trees, and then it brings the trees down. Takes the wires out, but not usually wind, but that did actually happen.
I'm hearing another windstorm on Wednesday.
Hopefully it won't.
Exactly. Well, we're talking about New Year's resolutions or, you know, specific financial resolutions for the new year. And one of them is increasing your 401k contributions. I mean, that's something we can all do. We won't miss it, I promise, right? And again, it's just something that maybe you should just get in the habit of doing every year.
Yeah, I mean, typically what you want to do is, obviously, they set the benchmarks with retirement savings as to how much you can contribute each year. And that's one of the key places you're going to want to look to save is your 401k or your 403b, whatever, your employer plan, thrift savings plan, if you're a federal employee, whatever. That those are your employer plans. Most employer plans will allow you to contribute up to $23,000 of your income. That's tax-free in 2024. If you're over 50, you can do another $7,000. So $30,000 of your salary could be taken completely off the table from taxation.
That's amazing.
And that's not even including the match, by the way, the employer match, if they match. So absolutely, let's take a look at what you're currently contributing. The benchmark, basically, that we look at, what would you say, Cameron, in terms of retirement savings, in what you've seen, where would you kind of gauge somebody as a benchmark for retirement savings?
Typically we say right around 10% for the minimum to kind of tuck away. Obviously it kind of varies kind of case to case, but typically that 10% minimum is a great rule of thumb to go by. You know, obviously it depends on how young you start. If you're, you know, if you're older as well, then you may have to do more than 10%. But typically, we actually just had a case that a kid came in fairly recently, and he was only 19.
Wow.
So that 10% over
19 years old,
50
pretty
years,
cool.
40, 50
about
years.
We're getting younger and younger people actually coming.
Well,
into
I
the
think
office.
That's true. Yeah. That's smarter and smarter.
So
I mean, I think
thing.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
So that you take that 10% over, you know, 45 years, is that compound interest is ridiculous. Especially putting in that 10% each year is going to pay off tremendously, especially for him where he's starting out so young. But
and what you remember what made him come into the office originally?
Yeah, so he actually he's been at his place of work, and they don't offer 401ks until he's 21. So he actually took the took it upon himself to come in and get something started early for himself until he's able to actually do that in a couple of years, which is great.
Yeah, so that's interesting, Steve. Think about that. Here's this, he just graduated from high school, started work, got a good paying job, and he reached out to the HR. He's like, how do I get set up? Everybody's talking about their 401k and how it did really well at the end of the year, blah, blah, blah. He's like, how do I get set up? And they said, well, you can't. And he said, what do you mean I can't?
Why not?
Why not? Yeah. And they said, because you're not old enough. He said, that's ridiculous. I've been working here for over a year. They said, nope, you need to be 21. So then you know what he did? He called us and he said, they won't let me do it. I need you guys to help me. So he's going to start his plan for his next pay period. He's starting to contribute to max out his Roth account.
Oh, fantastic.
19 years old. 19
oh,
years
man.
Old.
Man. Can you imagine what the kind of a retirement that guy's going to have?
Wow.
Absolutely.
Because if
Mark,
he starts...
Mark, it's encouraging.
It really is.
19 years old.
I think about it at 19. Oh, man, I had my head up my butt. You know what I mean? Jesus. You know, good for him. I'm impressed. Right. So, okay, so we're talking about ways to increase your contributions. You know, one of the things that we want to do is to, and again, I think this was a great example of, you know, if you don't have a 401k, there are other options.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. So if your current employer doesn't offer you any kind of savings plan, just like that individual we were talking about, that 19-year-old individual we were talking about that came into the office early this year,
right,
that said, hey, I don't care if my employer is offering, somebody's got to be offering something where I can save. And so absolutely, just give us a call and we will help you start a savings plan. As Cameron mentioned, the benchmark that we look at is 10% of your salary. 10%. And that's what's called paying yourself first. You make sure that there's going to be something there for you when you actually want to retire. And the only way you're going to do that is to make sure that you pay yourself first and you get that money in that savings account and you don't touch it. That is untouchable. And most of the time, if it's coming right out of your pay by a direct deposit of some sort, coming either out of your checking or out of your pay, you're not going to miss it anyway because you don't see it. And if it's there in your checking account, guess what? You're going to spend it.
True. Very, very true.
But if it's not there, it's not there to spend. So
and
you're
you
not
won't
gonna
miss
spend it.
It.
And it's there for your, you're not going to miss it. And it's there for you.
833-856-1384, folks. There's the number to get you a head start. So one of the things that we talk about as well, and so now it's the first of the year, January, okay, winter, and then all of a sudden it's April 15th. Holy cow, what am I going to do about taxes?
Right. And the thing is, here's the beauty of the situation. Let's say you botched it, and last year, for whatever reason, you didn't put any money into your retirement savings plan. Well, guess what, Steve? The government gives you till your tax filing time, till April 15th, to make contributions for last year.
Okay. So that.
So yeah, you screwed up. You didn't do anything for your retirement plan. You can actually correct it for last year.
Sure.
This year.
Well, that makes sense.
It's not too late.
It's not too late. Cameron says it's not too late.
Not too late at all. And so again, right. But taxes in general, taxes in retirement, those are some strategies that you really have got a handle on and can really help us.
Yeah. And this is part of it too, because think about it. If you're doing contributions to a traditional IRA for last year and maybe this year simultaneously, well, your maximum contributions can reduce your overall tax burden substantially. So let's say if you're making, whatever, let's say you're making $50,000 and you can contribute $7,000 to your IRA, that's 14% of your pay that's not even being taxed.
Wow, yeah.
It's huge. you start thinking about a 401k or a 403b, now you could contribute up to $30,000 of your money in 1 year. I'm not saying you would, but you could.
Sure.
Exactly.
Well, all right.
So, I mean, that's how you could really start looking at reducing some of your tax burden and paving the way for a successful retirement.
I like it. Then on that note, we do need to take a quick break. Let's invite folks to call and we'll come right back.
Sounds great.
Hey, folks, here it is, a great opportunity for you, giving you the opportunity to reach, to review your individual circumstances on no cost, no obligation. What you'll find out is how much risk you're really taking. Are there red flags that could be a problem for you down the line? Do you really know how much you're paying in fees or commissions? Well, let Lance and the team at Northern Alliance Financial take a deep dive and find out. Tax liabilities, of course, that's part of the discussion. And, of course, a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing that very important Social Security benefit. Take advantage of this complimentary review by calling us right now, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. Quick break, we're coming right back. We've got a lot more to talk about on Financial Safari with Lance Gilman and Cameron Grant.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what, right now, breaking news in your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
Funny money or not so funny money? This time, we're talking about funny money.
Benjamin Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." But how much is a penny really worth? Well, technically, still 1 cent. But it depends on when it was minted. If it's a pre-1982 penny, the copper in it's actually worth more. Pennies made before 1982 were 95% copper. Since 2000, the price of copper has risen dramatically, making the meltdown value of these pennies more than the face value of the coin. Based on per pound current value of copper, the copper in each pre-1982 penny is worth 1.7 cents. Melted down, its value is 70% higher. But wait, don't go melting down your pennies just yet. It's illegal. Hold on to them, though. If the penny is ever discontinued as legal tender, then melt away. I'm Dave Perkins with Funny Money.
It's your go-go years, so let's get going with another retirement road trip.
Let's go with baseball, heading to Cooperstown, New York for the Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum. It's said you could possibly view everything in the museum in 2 to 3 hours, but if you really want to take it in, you should allow yourself at least 5 hours. In other words, there's a lot in there. We can't cover it all, but we'll cover four inductees and one who many think should be in there.
Low curve, low, and the Babe swings. It's a long one going out toward right center. Sting was backing up against the wall. He can't get it. It's in there. Another home run for the Bambino.
Babe Ruth is regarded by many to be the greatest baseball player of all time. Also called the Great Bambino and the Sultan of SWAT, Ruth was elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame as one of its first five members in 1936. The Babe was the first batter to hit 60 homers in a season and was the first batter to hit 500 homers in a career.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Lou Gehrig played 17 seasons for the Yankees. Gehrig was renowned for his prowess as a hitter and his durability, which earned him the nickname the Iron Horse. Following a winter meeting of the Baseball Writers Association in December of 1939, Gehrig was chosen to be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in a special election due to his illness.
Jackie Robinson, number 42, a number that would later be retired because of his incredible talents. Robinson helped the Dodgers win the 1955 World Series, winning 9 MVP awards, 9 Rookie of the Year awards, and a Cy Young Award. Jackie was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1962.
Throw swing.
There it is! Get out! Get out! All right!
There it is! Hit number 41, 92.
And a controversial name to close out the list, Pete Rose. Rose is the all-time hit leader with 4,256 hits throughout his career. Also known by his nickname, Charlie Hustle, has been banned from consideration for induction into the Hall of Fame for decades due to his admission that he bet on games in which the Reds were involved while managing the team.
Maybe one day he'll get in. In the meantime, be sure to get your home run retirement plan so you can hit the road in your go-go retirement years.
We're back on Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall, and joining me today, as always, Lance Gilman. Lance is President, CEO of Northern Alliance Financial, and Northern Alliance, or nafinancialadvisors.com is the website. Also joining us today is Cameron Graham. Cameron has just joined Northern Alliance, and welcome aboard, Cameron, and again, look forward to doing some shows with you down the line.
Absolutely.
All right, cool enough. Let's see. So we're talking about, almost half of all Americans plan to make a finance-related New Year's resolution. Well, that seems like a lot. 36% more than planned to make those resolutions last year. And again, more than half of those who make resolutions believe they'll keep them for a full year. Oh, yeah? Wait till Valentine's Day. They're gone. Right? Yeah, I mean, that's like the gym. If you're a gym person, you avoid the gym in January because it's busy. And you can go back by back by February back to normal.
Right. Well, and plus you gotta get off all those pounds from the Valentine's chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Or
start thinking about getting into a bathing suit.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think this is an interesting time to say, this is an interesting segment too. Make your goals and resolutions specific. And you mentioned this earlier, Lance, but it's important to write them down because once you have them in writing, it becomes more real. And it does. You can't help but think about it or look at it.
Right. It's no question. That's one of the reasons when people come in, that's one of the first questions we're going to ask them. A lot of times they start handing us their statements and Social Security and all this other stuff. And we just have to hit the pause button and say, well, hang on just a second. We're going to get to all of that. But what are your goals? What are your goals not only for this year, for this meeting, for instance, but what are your goals? What does a solid retirement look like for you? And every person is a little bit different. But then what happens is all the rest of that stuff that we, with the statements and what they've saved and the Social Security or the pensions, all has to be directed to meeting those goals. Because what's the purpose of it if you're not doing that? And so we absolutely 100% will script those goals. And then it's in writing because everything that we do now has to be driven to the realization of those goals.
Right. 833-856-1384 is the number. So make your goals resolutions specific and goals specific. Make your goals and resolutions measurable. I like this one too. Don't just put an arbitrary number or don't leave it blank. Put a number in there. Shoot for the number.
Yeah, I would say that's true. And not maybe not a number, but especially if you're talking about retirement savings, maybe getting a
percentage,
certain percentage.
Sure.
Whatever that is. If you're at 3% right now, then maybe go to 5, or like Cameron had mentioned in the first segment, if you can get to 10. So that might be hard, obviously. If you're at 3 now, getting to 10 might be significantly difficult. But do something. Let's get it to 5. Or at least, let's do this, Steve. Wouldn't you recommend at least finding out what the company match is, Cameron?
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be a great way to start because you're talking basically free money, essentially, with the match that they offer. So if you're not, say your company offers a 4% match and you're only doing 2, well, that's 2% extra that if you put in, they're going to match that other 2. With that, and that's essentially kind of called free money, I guess.
Well, it is.
Yes,
right?
Of course, because it is free money. Yeah, absolutely.
It's an opportunity that's there for you that you're not taking advantage of. So I would say that's a huge thing, Steve. That's number one, actually. I'm going to say that's number one is find out what the company matches. If you don't know, call somebody that handles that from your company or your HR division and say, what is the current company match and what am I contributing right now? And if there's a difference between that, if you're only putting in 2 and they're matching to 4, then you need to get to that match.
there's something to be definitely said for the 401k match. It's very difficult to replicate that in the market. So
right.
if they're going to match exactly, you know, that 3-4%, some are 6, absolutely do what they offer.
Right.
For sure.
And that match, I'll tell you, if you take full advantage of the match, it is amazing to watch that grow. And it doesn't take long.
Yeah.
Even though you're contributing and then to the match, I mean, holy cow, yeah.
Well, plus the other thing is with most employer plans, remember, they're putting money in your retirement savings every time you get paid. Every time. So if you're getting paid every 2 weeks, they're sending money into the market. And so what happens is that kind of levels the volatility of the playing field out of the market, because you get dollar cost averaging because you're paying in deliberately and consistently over time. And so if the market goes up and you pay in, you buy less shares. If the market goes down and you buy in, you get more shares. So it levels out all of that volatility with the market. And the company's matching you. It's a huge deal.
Nick. It really is. And I know during the pandemic, a number of companies backed off that match. But what I'm hearing now is they've pretty much have come back.
Yeah, absolutely. So for sure, that's number one, Steve, is if you're out there and you don't know that you're getting the full match, we need to find that out. Number one, that's our primary objective for the year.
Yes, indeed. And again, so we're talking about making your goals and resolutions measurable, but don't be overly optimistic.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, in terms of measurability, we also need to weigh that against what your current budget is. You don't want to over contribute, let's say, and so that it's making it difficult for you to maintain a standard of living. So wherever we say that, okay, here's the benchmark, if we're going to go to 4%, so if we're at 2 now, we're going to go to 4 because we're going to meet the match. But we don't want to just say arbitrarily, just because that is the line in the sand, we want to get to 10%. Well, you're not going to go from 2 to 10%. That would put yourself potentially in a financial bind.
We don't want you going hungry.
Yeah, I don't want you going hungry.
Right, exactly.
I mean, just to try to hit an arbitrary like line in the sand. But, you know, it's important to have goals. It's important to understand what we're spending. And I would say the other thing that's really important is budgeting. Like, if you don't know what you're spending money on, we need to help you figure out what your budget is.
Yeah.
Right.
And Cameron has tools. He's got online tools that he can send to you. He's also got handwritten handouts that he can get you. If you don't know what your budget is, then call us and we'll help you figure out what your budget actually is. Then once we kind of look at that introspectively and deliberately and say, okay, this is all the money I'm making. This is the money that's going out. Are there things in the outflow that could be reduced or eliminated to help me do better with my 401k contributions or my savings plan? That's what budgeting does. So I'd say those two as a major, wouldn't you say, Cameron?
Yeah, absolutely. The budget kind of shows you where problems might arise. Mm-hmm. I know Lance mentioned maybe we got to cut down on some stuff for, you know, if you can, it allows you to see where you can increase, where you got to decrease a little bit, and just kind of shows you what you've been doing, and then you can kind of compare that with your goals and say, okay, now I gotta do this to get there.
Right.
And just again, we've talked about it, you know, a million times throughout the segment, is just having a plan and sticking to it once you kind of establish that budget.
The other thing that I would say is, this is kind of crazy, but if you've got credit cards out there, right now, the credit card rates that people are paying literally are insane, Steve. Insane.
Oh, I completely agree. I don't see anything under 20, and I see some around 30.
Yes, exactly. I was just looking at a statement just late last, at the tail end of last month in 2023, and I pay off my credit cards every month. But in that statement, this is what I want you to challenge. If you're out there and you're not paying that credit card off every month, it doesn't tell you on the first page. A lot of times it doesn't tell you even in the first few pages. You have to go to like dig around till the last page, maybe, till you find out the actual rate that they are charging for your credit. And on that statement, as I was digging around in my own credit card, 25.59%, Steve.
Wow. That is being on the wrong side of compound interest, right?
Exactly. And some people, unfortunately, are paying just the minimum they need to pay, which means what? Then more than a quarter of their money is going to service that debt. And they're never going to get out of debt if they do that.
Yeah. Well, what happens is you got, you know, say you're with the interest, your minimum payment's $120. Well, typically the minimum payment's like, what, $30?
Yeah.
You pay that, but you're really, the $120 that you're paying, only $30 is going towards your actual reducing
principal. And the rest of it, like 90 out of that $120 is going to interest payments.
It's impossible to
get out of that. So if you're in that situation, this is what I want to challenge you. You get that statement, you go look and you find the interest rate you're paying. And then another major goal for this particular year is to get out of debt, especially for those high interest bearing accounts.
Sure. Again, on that note, we're going to take another quick break and come on back and wrap it
up. Sounds great, Steve.
Hey, folks, here it is. Great opportunity for you to come on in, sit down, get a financial roadmap put together once and for all. Lance is there for you to take that complex financial world, turn it into something that really just makes sense. Here's your chance to get a true practical financial review. Starts with a phone call, 833-856-1384, and you'll get that comprehensive financial review. You'll see where you are today, but more importantly, you will find that you now have a roadmap. It's a guide that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. Quick break. We're coming back. Another segment here on Financial Safari with Lance Gilman and Cameron Grant.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
Grandpa, how come you don't have to go to work anymore?
Oh, well, that's because I was smart and got the help I needed to get a retirement plan together. I met with a professional who took all that money I'd saved and all those investments and turned it into, well, you know what a paycheck is, right? Well, they built a retirement paycheck. That's why I don't have to work. Living the good life. Your grandma's going to be fine, too.
I want to be like you. I'm going to do that, too.
The proper growth, protection, and income strategies vital for your retirement. Talk to a professional about the best custom strategies for you and your retirement. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384. Lance Gilman, Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
During the 1940s, brothers Harry and Joseph Kaufman, who owned a wholesale candy store in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, acquired a wholesale toy company from a candy client who owed them money for outstanding debts. On September 21, 1946, Kaufman Brothers opened a wholesale toy store, marking the company's entry into the wholesale toy industry. In 1948, Kaufman Brothers Incorporated ended its involvement in the candy business to focus entirely on the toy business. In 1973, the company ended its toy wholesaling to become a shopping mall-based toy retailer known as KB Toy & Hobby, with KB named after the initials in Kaufman Brothers. In 1977, the company name changed to KB Toy & Hobby Shops, Incorporated. The company became a direct competitor to Toys R Us in 1994 when it expanded its mall locations and began opening stores known as KB Toy Works. In December 2000, Bain Capital purchased the company for $305 million in partnership with KB Toy's management team. KB Toy suffered tough competition during the 2003 Christmas Christmas season. With $300 million in debt, KB Toys filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in January 2004 and closed more than 600 stores, resulting in layoffs of more than 3,400 of the employees' 13,000 employees. KB Toys exited Chapter 11 bankruptcy in August 2005 with 90% of its ownership under PKBT Holdings, an affiliate of Prentice Capital Management. The company had 640 stores. Because of poor sales at its mall-based locations as well as competition, the company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on December 11, 2008. The chain began going out of business sales that month. KB Toys brand and related intangible assets were sold by Stream Bank LLC to Toys R Us on September 4, 2009 for a reported $2.1 million. Strategic Marks LLC, a company that buys and revives defunct brands, registered a trademark for KB Toys in 2016 after Toys R Us allowed the previous registration to lapse. In March 2018, Strategic Marks founder Ilya Kassov stated that due to Toys R Us going out of business in the United States, Strategic Marks planned to open 1,000 KB Toys pop-up stores across America for Black Friday. In early 2018, Kassov announced that the relaunch would be delayed until 2019. In March 2019, Kassov cited a lack of funding as the reason that the pop-up stores did not open as planned. As of August 2020, there has been no news from Strategic Marks about the KB Toys revival.
We are back on Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall. Lance Gilman is here, CEO and the president of Northern Alliance Financial. Also joining us today, Cameron Graham, another advisor on the team at Northern Alliance Financial. You've built a heck of a team there, Lance. I got to give you credit.
No, I appreciate it. It definitely has been a process, and we have, at this point, we've got 12 offices throughout the state and six financial advisors. So we got a large reach and a spread. Our infrastructure is rebuilt. We did our complete redo of our primary headquarters in Auburn. It's a state-of-the-art facility, overlooks the Androscoggin River. It's just absolutely beautiful. So there's been a lot of real positive things going on, certainly things to be praiseworthy about.
Absolutely. And again, you can reach these guys by calling 833-856-1384. And Lance, the other thing, you go to the website, nafinancialadvisors.com, mm-hmm. and you will find all of your seminars. And I know that it's going to be a busy year for seminars.
Oh, yeah.
People want that information.
Yeah, for sure. And we get that a lot, is people are asking when our next seminars. If you're getting ready, if you're like in the sweet spot, like 3 to 5 years away from your retirement, or even sooner, less than 3 years, then you definitely want to reach out to us and get on our mailing lists and things like that to just get information that's going to help you with that transitionary process and find out when the next seminar is going to be coming near you.
All right, fair enough. 833-856-1384 or visit the website, nafinancialadvisors.com. Jump into a couple of questions
sure.
here. And Marge is up first from Searsport. She's wondering, when people give that general goal for retirement, the 75 to 85% of your working income, is that net or gross? And does that still hold true?
Well, it's a good question. These particular things that they throw out there in terms of the internet or sometimes in mainstream media, they're just guidelines, Steve. These aren't cookie
yeah.
cutter. There's no cookie cutter solutions with any of this stuff. So, Marge, you don't need to be thinking, oh, I need 85% of my disposable income in retirement. You might not. It really kind of depends on how much debt service we're actually taking with us into our retirement years. Our objective is going to help you to pare down that debt over time, so that by the time you actually do transition into retirement, you're going to be as close to debt-free as possible, which means your mortgage is going to be gone. Most people are spending somewhere between 28 to 36% of their disposable income on their housing. So that's a third
okay.
of your disposable income right there. Another probably 12 to 15% into a car. So when you combine those two together, you're almost at what? 50% of your money, your disposable income, going to some form of debt servicing. So if we can eliminate or eradicate or get that down as low as we possibly can, then your budget might even be 50% of your disposable income margin. That's the thing. We don't know. But let's figure out where you are and then help to set a glide path and get a plan together for you.
All right, Marge, give us a call. You can find out 833-856-1384. And Angelo is in Columbia Falls, and he's wondering, or she's wondering, what are the benefits of a Roth 401k over a Roth IRA? Thanks, and Happy New Year.
What do you want to take this one, Karen?
Yeah, so the biggest difference is going to be in the contributions. Like with the Roth 401k, you're going to be able to contribute three times as much as the Roth IRA. That's pretty much the main difference. You know, we have people coming all the time, and you know, they might max out the Roth and, you know, want to do more. Well, this is another option right there. Obviously, being you have a lot more to put into that account. Like I said, almost three times is more, and a total of 30,000. I know we mentioned it earlier. So that's the biggest difference, is having that 23,000 that you're able to contribute to that versus the seven in the Roth IRA.
The other thing that's kind of interesting, Angelo, is that you have to kind of look at what the company regulations say. So like, if you're going to put all your money into the Roth, well, the company match probably is not, they're not going to match into your Roth. They'll still match up to whatever the percentage is that is allowable by the company rules. So for instance, if they allow to go to 6% and you go 6% or higher, then they're going to contribute that 6%. But if you're putting your 6% or 10% into the Roth 401k, then more than likely their match is going to go into the traditional. So just know that as well.
Okay, good to know. And so, yeah, there are certainly some differences, but I mean, obviously this person's on the ball wanting to contribute to something.
Yeah, exactly. And they're thinking about Roth, which obviously
right. That's
powerful too, because once the money's in that Roth chassis, then it's never taxed again, even on the gains, forever. So.
Well, and again, with that in mind, I mean, you know, the Roth conversion, you know, Roth conversions, obviously, you know, need to be done before the end of the year, before December 31st. Well, here we are, you know, mid-January, and now'd be the time to really have that Roth conversion discussion and how we might be able to sort of maximize that for
you. Yeah, that's another good point, too. I'm glad you brought it up, Steve, because there's a lot of people that are getting close to retirement that have had their 401 or their 403, their employer-sponsored plan for many, many years. And when they first came in, they didn't even offer a Roth component. Many of them didn't. And many of them just added the Roth component within the last few years, 3 to 5 years, and many people haven't taken advantage of that. So maybe we got a huge amount of money in this pre-tax bucket that we know eventually we're gonna have to start taking money out of that bucket and pay taxes on it. So why not do it now, convert some of that money, get it into a Roth chassis, pay taxes now while the tax rates are lower due to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act passing in 2016. That's going to sunset in December of 2025. So we've got a limited amount of time here where the tax rates are lower. That might be worth taking a look at. If you're interested in looking at the potential for doing a Roth conversion, give us a call.
Absolutely. 833-856-1384. Angelo, we'd love to hear from you. And I like this next one. Fred is in Winthrop. And he says, I'm 57, recently completed an IRA rollover. But after the fact, I realized that I accidentally converted 26 cents over the $7,500 limit. What can I do?
Okay.
So is the IRS going to come knocking on your door for 26 cents?
No, and I think he's, Fred, I think you might be confusing the contribution limits with the conversion. So there's two different things that are going on here, and the question is kind of merging two things together. So bottom line is you have a certain amount that you can contribute every year to either a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. And last year it was $7,500 if you're over 50, which you are, you're 57. So you're all good there in terms of contributions. But when we talk about a conversion, if you've converted that amount, there's no limit, Fred. You don't even need to worry about it. You could convert $100,000 if you wanted to. You don't have to worry about that 70. That's only for contributions. that you have to worry about those limitations. Now you have to think about taxes. But you have to pay taxes on any amount that you're going to convert from a traditional pre-tax chassis to a post-tax Roth chassis. You've got to pay taxes on that. But the government's not going to limit how much you can convert. But again, as we talked about earlier, you've got to do that by year's end, 31 December. So give us a call if you got some confusion about that. It does seem like you're a little bit confused about the contribution limits versus the conversion amounts.
All right, fair enough. Fred, do give us a call. Love to hear from you at 833-856-1384. We got time for another one here. Let's go to Samantha in Hancock. And Samantha says, I have a 401k from a previous employer that I'm considering rolling over into an IRA so I don't have two different big-name companies involved in my finances.
Okay.
The problem, I'm down around 12% on the 401k. Should I wait to recoup some losses or just roll over the 401k now?
Okay, so Samantha, we definitely want you to call us.
Yeah, this seems like it could get tricky quickly.
Yeah, because a lot of times what happens is if you've got and this could be you, I don't know. If you're listening right now and you're in the same situation where you've got an old 401k and you've left an employer, and you might have left that. I've had people come into the office and they've left that employer 15, 20 years ago.
A lot of people forget about them.
They forget about it, and that risk could be super high, Samantha. So we're going to want to take a look at that old 401k and make sure it's properly assessed for allocations and risk, because it sounds to me, if you took a hit on that, I have no idea what in the world they've got that invested in, and I'm sure you don't either. So we definitely want to look at that. Normally, if you leave an employer and you've transitioned to a new employer, you have an opportunity for the first time to get access to those funds and have them professionally managed for you. So you could call us, we can look at the allocation and help you to structure a plan that is in concert with where you should be for your risk tolerance and your time horizon.
All right, fair enough. I like that. 833-856-1384. Make the call while you're thinking of it today, Samantha. And on that note, we're going to put a wrap on the show. Let's invite folks to call one last time.
Yeah, and I would just say this, Steve, is that anybody that calls in for an appointment, you had mentioned about the book. The book was actually published in late 2023. Anybody that signs up for an appointment today is not only going to get a free consultation, complimentary consultations, but they're also going to get a complimentary copy of that book, no charge, no obligation.
Sounds great. Lance, take advantage of it. A book and a session with Lance and the team at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856. Really, it's the goal, 856-1384. I got to give the rest of the number. Really, the goal of the show here is to help you make the best decision for you. So if you've got questions about what we've been talking about today or how it might apply in your own situation, give the team at Northern Alliance Financial a call, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. And again, always a pleasure to talk with you guys. One of my favorite hours of the week. It goes by quickly. Great information, and nice to meet you, Cameron.
Nice to meet you as well.
Thanks, Steve. Always a pleasure. You take care of yourself.
Have a good one.
You too. We will do it again soon, folks. Thank you for listening, and we do appreciate it. We will be back next week with new questions and topics and a whole lot more here on Financial Safari.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, hereafter known as Foundations, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Any discussions of specific strategies are for informational purposes only and have been provided to help determine whether they may be appropriate for your specific situation. If applicable, the primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. Each individual investor situation is different, and ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Nothing herein constitutes a recommendation that any security, portfolio of securities, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. No legal or tax advice is provided. Please review your retirement, tax, and legacy planning strategies with a legal or tax professional before transacting or implementing any strategy discussed herein. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and gear guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. This is not endorsed or affiliated with the Social Security Administration, any federal Medicare program, or any U.S. government agency. If applicable, we do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. All rights reserved.